before you settle into this podcast, make sure you get your blend jet, your grab and go blender, so you get your smoothies to start your day.
So good.
I have a smoothie every morning. Enough with the greasy takeout and unhealthy prepacked snacks. No matter where you go, if you have your blend jet, you're only ever 20 seconds from a fresh smoothie or protein shake. It can even make cocktails, baby food, salad dressing, omelets, salsa, soup, and more. Go to blendjack.com/VIALL right now to save an extra 12% off. What is going on, everybody? Happy holidays. Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm so excited.
Week.
I love Thanksgiving so
much. Well, I don't know. My mom has COVID at the moment. Oh. We're recording this in advance, so hopefully she's supposed to visit me. So that all depends if she is able to get healthy and test negative. So well wishes to my mom.
Well wishes to your mom.
Anywho, on a brighter note, I hope you guys are having a great preparation for Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're being safe with your families and your choices, and maybe you know, if you can get tested, great. But we're here.
We're here.
For you.
For you.
So that when you get annoyed with said family, whether you're with them or you're not, you have us to lean on and hear other people's problems and feel better about yourself.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving thing?
Not eating turkey. Turkey is the most overrated.
What do you eat instead? Like chicken?
Anything.
Well, pizza, we know it's not cut
ribs,
fruit.
Meatballs, steaks, not cut fruit.
Not cut fruit.
Turkey, not my favorite. I was like,
chilling. You eat meatballs on Thanksgiving?
Whatever you want. Why do you have to eat turkey?
Because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm a nonconformist. Right. Why do I have to eat turkey? Hey. It's Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. It's supposed to be a day you enjoy. Now eat your fourth favorite meat.
You probably sit there with your meatballs and your football and just get it done.
Why should I eat a meal that's like, I'm sorry, the turkey is like the worst. It's the
even if you put like gravy in it.
What's better than turkey? Well, let's run through the list. Steak, chicken, pork,
fish,
salmon, like a sea bass, then maybe turkey, maybe.
Okay.
Why should I, like, let's give thanks and indulge on your favorite foods and then, like.
Except for the turkey part.
It's like, oh, if Thanksgiving is about eating candy and then you had to eat candy corn. Just be like, okay, nah.
I hate candy corn so much, so now I get the reference. I feel you now.
Like, turkey's it's fine. It's totally fine. It's fine. I've never had a turkey and gone, this is.
Really good turkey.
It's a sandwich food. It's a sandwich meat.
It's a sandwich food.
I'd rather have a turkey sandwich.
Do you have Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches afterwards? Is that okay?
No, my dad does.
I love those.
I'm not a big leftover guy. Guys, I hope you guys are having a great Thanksgiving preparation.
Filled with turkey.
We have a great episode for you. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to send in your questions at asknick@castme.com, cast with a K. We have a fun couple on here, and I think I nailed it, but it's fun to have couples come on. Get your boyfriends to come on. It'll be fun. Yeah. Listen to these. I think they both enjoy it. We appreciate you guys sending your questions. You can be anonymous. You can protect your identity. And you guys are the lifeblood of this show. So do your part. Sending your questions. AskNick@castme.com. Cast with a K. Sending your 5-star reviews.
New merch.
I have a beanie out here. Vi-Fi. New merch on vilefiles.com. Clever sayings like, we have a mask here. Mask. Just because you're sad doesn't mean he's special. Right here, people. Just get a mask. Get your Vilefiles masks.
Traveling for Thanksgiving? Wear your mask.
If you wear a mask that says just because you're sad doesn't mean he's special, you will be the talk of the town. You will be the talk of the town.
It's kind
of
great.
And also, can you just promote our podcast and just tell people about it? Tell one friend, everyone listening, and just be like, hey, there's this great new show out there. All right. Anyways, let's get to the callers.
What's your time with me? Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up? I'm Jessica. I'm 30. And I'm here with my boyfriend.
Hey, what's up? My name's Eric. I'm 30 years old, out of Los Angeles, California.
Awesome. And you guys are dating. You're not engaged or married. You're boyfriend and girlfriend.
I hope we're not engaged or married. If that's news to me, if so. Okay. But yeah, we've been dating for about 2 years.
Okay.
Why would you say you hope we're not engaged?
Because it's news to me. It's a big surprise.
Yeah, I guess he get what he's saying. Anyway, Jessica, you wrote us in, and so why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, so honestly, everything is great. Like, Eric's a great boyfriend. The past 2 years have been wonderful. The only thing is we have kind of one reoccurring issue that has been going on literally for the past 2 years. And it's just that I really admire his work ethic and how dedicated he is to his career, but his career is like very much number one, to the point where it just sometimes like becomes an issue where it's like, there's no time for us. There's no time for the relationship because the career is like always coming first. And it would be nice to like, feel like I come first once in a while.
So is that like just a feeling or a reality? And I'm assuming you guys, you said you guys have brought this up. So this is something you guys have discussed or
I think we just don't see eye to eye on like what constitutes as like how much time our relationship should get versus how much time he like gives to his career. Like, it's great. He's like so career oriented, but it's basically things like canceled date nights because he has work, canceled vacations because he has work. So those are where it becomes like a real issue.
Okay. And Eric, do you have a take on this point of view so far?
Oh, most definitely. So when Jessica and I first started dating, I definitely wanted to be really clear and have that strong communication, because in past relationships, my work has been an issue. So I think it was something that we assumed that we could work through and kind of navigate a little better. But 2 years in, it's a problem. It's not something that we can necessarily just like work through as easy as we thought we could.
Can I ask what you do?
Yeah, I'm a comedian and I'm an actor.
Okay. So you're on the road a lot. I mean, COVID aside.
Still been getting dates over COVID, just to the East Coast. Just did Oregon. It's been a struggle thus far. But in that struggle, I really need to take the work I can get. And it's no offense to Jessica, and it's not me not wanting to spend time with Jessica. It's like, yo, money's been real tight. Unemployment's running out, and I got a headlining weekend that's going to be a week over here. So I know we had a date night here. I know we had a thing here, but I need to make my money and pay my rent. And in addition to that, you know, like, I remember probably about a year or two ago, I booked my first national commercial, and it was a big deal and it was really exciting. But looking back on that, it kind of like crossed over with a vacation. And I don't look at that as like, wow, that was a cool commercial that I booked. I looked at it as like, oh man, like, I just made Jessica sad. And that's not the memory that I want to attach to that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like, when you guys started dating, it sounds like Eric was already aware that this could be an issue. He knew he was motivated. He's got a lot of dreams and ambitions when it comes to his career. And the reality is, for him to be successful and for him to make it, he has to be as dedicated as it sounds like he is to have a shot. And the flip side doesn't mean, you know, Jessica has to deal with these things. So my question is, like, when this stuff happens, Eric, Are you trying to make up for the disappointment ever? Or is it just like, hey, sorry, had to miss this time. I mean, I'll get you back, but Justin never really feels like it becomes the priority. Because I can get like, okay, well, shit happens. I mean, if like, especially in that space, like, and I don't want to speak for Jessica, but I'm assuming there was some excitement and you're happy for Eric for him booking this big national job. And yeah, that sucks the vacation, but like, is there ever a moment where it's just like, now I feel like, you know, is there like a time in a week or a month where all of a sudden, like, you're just like, hey babe, this is me making sure you feel like you're a priority still? Because in the pockets of, you know, whenever you do have any free time that you have, are you taking that time to, you know, make, you know, Jessica feel special?
Totally. I think I'm always trying to communicate like how bad I feel and how this isn't something where it's like, oh, I'm choosing this over you because I want to choose this over you. It's like I have to, and I apologize. And I think a big issue is when I am back in town and I do have those free dates, I feel like Jessica feels like I'm the free time I have and I give to her. She's like, oh, that's like the leftover time and I'm getting the leftover time. And it's like, no, you're not getting the leftover time. You're getting the time when I'm in town and we can go on dates and have little day vacations. And, you know, I can bring you flowers and try to make you feel special in every way I can. But at the end of the day, you see that as like, oh, that's just your extra time. That's not time you're carving out for me when it's kind of all the time I have, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is your leftover time. It is literally like you book all your shows and then figure out amongst your shows what time you have. Instead of being like, okay, before I book for this month, let me figure out what days are going to be like for my relationship. So it is your leftover time.
Helix Sleep. I've been sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress. Oof, so wonderful. It is truly the most comfortable mattress I have ever had. And it's like kind of fun to have sex on too.
Is it kind of fun to have sex on, or is it actually fun to have sex on?
I'll tell you what, it doesn't get in the way.
It doesn't get in the way. It doesn't make it worse.
Sometimes it can get in the way, a mattress.
Really?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a mattress get in the way.
Well, this
doesn't. A pillow, maybe, but not a mattress.
This doesn't. But most importantly, I am a side sleeper, and I like it. It just, it's so wonderful. And here's the thing, you guys might not all be side sleepers. You might be a back sleeper or a stomach sleeper, and you just take a quick quiz. They get you the mattress you need that comes in a box. The most fun thing about your Helix mattress is opening it up and have it turn into a mattress. It's amazing. You don't have to take my word for it. Helix Sleep was awarded the number one best overall mattress of 2019 and 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. The year's not even over, and they're already giving them the award.
They won.
They already won.
They're done.
So, yeah, I took a quiz. I was matched with the Midnight mattress. That's what I have because I'm a side sleeper. In the meantime, if you're looking for a mattress, check out helixsleep.com/VIALL. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz, just like I did, and you'll be matched with a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Helix Sleep is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/VIALL. That's helixsleep.com/VIALL for up to $200 off. Get your meat in your body.
Get your meat in your box.
Hey, listen, if you like protein, if you eat steaks, chicken, bacon, pork, really anything, salmon, fish, ButcherBox is the way to go because not all meat is created equal. There's so many.
It's not?
No. They put a lot of crap in some meats at some places. Well, I'll tell you what, ButcherBox doesn't, and it's high quality. It's amazing. You can get grass-fed, grass-finished steaks. Woo, baby. You can get nitrate-free bacon. That's if you have nitrate in your bacon, you're doing something wrong. I'll tell you that much. Anyways, also, the best thing about ButcherBox is its convenience. They deliver right to your door with quality meat that has no added antibiotics or hormones.
Ever.
Ever. Like each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual
meals. That's a lot of meat.
Packed fresh, shipped frozen, and vacuum sealed so it stays that way. It's the best meat shipped right to your door, which means one less trip to the grocery store.
Yay.
That rhymed. For a limited time, new members get 6 free grass-fed, grass-finished steaks when you go to butcherbox.com/VIALL. That's 2 New York strips and 4 top sirloins added to your first box for free. Act quickly. This offer is only good through Cyber Monday. That's 6 grass-fed, grass-finished steaks for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/VIALL. Get that hormone-free box. I mean, technically, but is that what you want? Jessica, like you want
to, do I want leftover time?
No one wants leftover time, but it also this is like a framing thing, right? Like to you it feels like, and you've identified it as leftover time, which you can do, but also like in terms of what is your solution to what you think is the problem.
Well, Eric makes his own schedule. He's the one scheduling all his shows, so like, that's also what I think is what is hurtful, is I'm like, oh, it's not like, oh, that's a bummer. Like, you got scheduled all these shows. You're the one who scheduled all these shows. You were just on the road for 9 days, came back, and scheduled shows the whole week. Why weren't you thinking of me? Why didn't I like cross your mind?
Do you schedule your own shows, Eric?
To an extent, but it's also like if I hit up a club in Minnesota and I'm like, hey, I would love to headline this club for a weekend, they're going to tell me those dates. They're going to be like, all right, can you do, you know, February 2021 second weekend? And if I come back with them is like, oh, I can't, then that relationship with that club is, I don't want to say burned, but it's like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, we'll hit you back up when we have our next thing. Do you want to work 2023? And it's like, I don't, it just is what it is. Well, and I think it's one of those.
Yeah.
Go on. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah. I mean, I guess the solution here is how do you guys just, it's like, it's all about compromise, right? Like, you know, I totally get Eric's point of view. I totally get Jessica's point of view, right? Like no one's wrong here. So this is not about like who's right and who's wrong. You guys just have to figure out what's the solution. Like, how can you both compromise? Also, like Jessica, there's a part like this is to a certain extent, this is Eric's career, and unless he drastically changes it, there's especially until like he quote unquote makes it. And I'm I'm assuming you really want to be mainstream and I don't know what your goals are, Eric. I don't want to assume for you, but like it sounds like you're busting your ass and you're working hard and you're trying to make to a certain extent. Are you okay with that, Jessica? Like, are you willing to in the short term make some sacrifices for long term happiness? I don't know. I'm not saying you even have to be, but in every relationship, there's like short term, you know, goals and moments and things that you're happy with, and there's looking at things long term. Sometimes that's hard to know because you don't know like what the commitment level is of a relationship, right? I get that too. So there's a lot of variables. So you guys just have to figure out like what are you willing to make compromises? What can Eric do? Is it like making you feel like you're part of the scheduling process? Like, because that's why I asked Eric. I was curious if he really feels that way, that he makes his own schedule. Like, it sounds like it's a kind of a networking thing. He puts out some feelers. He's like, here's, and then people let him know when they'll take him. And he's like, he just kind of says yes to everything because that's kind of what you have to do to. But at the same time, like, I get why you feel the way you do. But I guess here's my question. In the short term, Jessica, when Eric is available, as long as he's making you feel like when I have free time, it's her time. And to him, it's not leftover time. Are you able to not just see it as leftover time for the short term? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think, yeah. I mean, I think, like, it is in the back of my head that it is leftover time. Like, it is, honestly. And it's always, there's always just like a time restriction on it. It's always like, oh, I'm doing this gig in the morning or this like live stream in a different country. So I have to be up early. So it's like, there's always some type of restriction. And that's another thing that makes it feel like it's very much like restricted for me, not restricted for all the other things. And so like when we are together, obviously we have a great time. Like, we enjoy each other's company. It's always fun. He's so good to me. But in the moment when it's like the moments where he's like letting me know like, oh, I have to cancel this, or oh, I'm doing this, or oh, I'm literally not free for like the next 7 days. That's when I'm like furious.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're going to have to decide if this is a situation you want to be a part of.
Wait, why shouldn't tell Eric he has to make more time?
I get what she's saying. Like, from like,
I'm not saying anyone's wrong.
She's like,
wrong.
Hey, how about you like decide these are the days that we're going to put together, and you just commit to the fact that you don't schedule something on these days.
Great. Oh, you know what, Eric? Me. I'm telling you this. And so here, this is what I'm telling you. But you know what Eric's going to feel like? And I'm not taking sides.
No,
I'm
know.
Just saying this is what's going to happen. You're going to make a guy who's like spent his whole life having these ambitions feel like he's like, fine, I won't go. And that's fine once in a while, but eventually he's going to resent Jessica.
It, yeah.
So like,
I get that. But also I'm getting to the point too, where I'm starting to like feel some type of way about his shows. Like when he invites me to a show, I'm like, I actually don't want to go because those are,
I get that. Again,
everything that's causing all the problems in my life right now.
So you guys just have to figure out what the compromise is. I don't know. And if I had to have an opinion, If you guys, do you guys think there's a, minus this problem, is there a hope that you guys are each other's person? Is this like, you've been dating for 2 years? Like, I think I can marry you. Like, we don't know yet, but like, is that a mutual understanding there?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So I guess what I'm, if that's the case, and I don't know if you're going to like this, Jessica, but, it's just more like, it's a lot of it is perspective, right? I get it. But you, it sounds like, and you have a right to be frustrated. In no way am I suggesting you don't have a right to be frustrated. But your frustration has snowballed into you not even be able to enjoy the time that you do have. You've decided it's like, this is fucking leftover time. That's all it is. It's bullshit. It's garbage. And you put yourself in a bad headspace when you do have time, so you can't even enjoy the moments. And again, I get your frustration. You have a right to be frustrated, but like, what is that doing for you when you do have Eric around? Like, it's just bad energy, right? Now, should you be expected to do this forever? No, of course not. That's not a relationship. That's not sustainable. It's like, that's not going to be okay. But can you guys find a compromise where, like, you know, maybe even the short term, this is okay. And that, like, listen, every relationship, you're going to take some chances. No guarantees. If you guys got married tomorrow, you could get divorced. Who knows? If you have a kid, you could have problems. Like Eric could say, like, you're going to have to trust. What do you trust Eric enough that he is going to make up for lost time if he's able to make it? You know, you're going to have to trust that. And at some point, you're just going to have to decide, all right, I'm going to trust him. And I don't have the answer, but like, the only alternative is me just being pissed off the whole time and
I'm
frustrated.
I'm like seething right now because you're saying everything he always says. So you guys are both annoying.
Listen, you don't have to do this, Jessica.
He always is like, you have to trust me that it'll be all right. I know I don't have to do this. Obviously I want to.
Yeah.
But
do you want it? But I'm not saying you have to do this. You just have to decide which problem do you want. And you love this guy. You want to try to make it work. This is not a super convenient situation. Like, you have decided to love each other and you guys are in a situation where it's not a super easy situation. That doesn't mean you should break up, right? Like, but you have to decide what sacrifices you're willing to make. Because again, Eric, fine, don't go to some fucking shows, man. And I'm just saying, eventually, that's going to create another problem. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying should do. But like, you just have to decide which problem you guys can work with. And I'm just simply saying, I do, if in the short term, Jessica, you can't try to change your perspective, I honestly don't know if you guys are compatible enough. I mean, and maybe that's just the case. Like, if you are, I don't know. Like, he's not going to change his ambition. As someone who's career ambitious, I can relate to Eric, you know? And so I'm not trying to take his side, but what I can do is relate to his motivation. And I just know for me, if I'm similar to Eric in that regard, I won't feel like I'm being my truest self if I have to not be able to chase my dreams. And I am someone that as a boyfriend wants to be attentive. It would break my heart to may have my girlfriend feel like I make her feel like she's leftovers. And I would feel
happened to you before?
Sure. I guess. Yeah. We broke up. I mean, listen, but that's not why we broke up. That's not why we broke up. It is just finding, you know, I do think to a certain extent, it doesn't do you any good, Jessica, just deciding it's leftover time.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Time with Eric.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? You know what I'm saying? If you guys are having fun, whatever that fun is, movies, sex, something, hiking, or whatever you guys like to do, and you're going to have fun, and you just decide, well, it's leftover, you're just stopping yourself from having fun that you would otherwise have. And again, that's not to say that you deserve to be made to feel like a priority for some time. But you know what I'm saying? You have to try to separate the two. Like, what good does it do you?
Yeah, you're going into it negative already.
Yeah. It's not going to help you get through, again, if you guys called me up, right, in a different situation, And Eric was just like, I'm a lawyer, and this, it will always be this way. It's never going to change. So she either needs to accept it or we need to break up. Then I would be like, you guys should break up. That's not what this is, right? This is like, this is where, this is my career now. Hopefully things change. I don't, can't predict the future, but like, you know, and you have to decide whether you're willing to accept that. He was a comedian when you guys started dating. You knew off the bat, kind of, you know, what, you know what I'm saying? So like, and yeah, you don't have to decide this. You don't have to accept it. No one's, you know, that is your choice. So how much are you willing to put up with right now to get to like the promised land, to get to a situation where it's just like, now I do feel like I'm more of a priority. And Eric, in the interim, can you try somehow to make her feel like you are making sacrifices for her without completely sacrificing your ability to make it in your career? I don't have the answers for that, but like, can you find those moments? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and when Eric's trying to find those moments, give him the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm feeling like you've got yourself in such a rut. You're trying to poke holes in whatever he is trying to do to make it. It's like, well, is he really? Am I really a priority? Am I really? I don't know. I think you just try to get, like, pretend Eric is like the kid who can't do anything right, and you're just trying to give him a win, you know? But try to give him the win.
Literally.
Don't try to be the one who's like, you know what? You could do better. Anyone can always do better. But just give them participation trophy.
Give
them
participation trophy.
Okay. I like that, actually.
If he's trying, you know, like, God, man, there's plenty of people who call in and their boyfriends don't give a shit enough to try.
I know.
You know? They're just like,
I know. Listen, I know how good I have it. I'm aware of that. But also, just because I have it better than literally probably 90% of the people out there with what a good man he is, does not mean I don't deserve the rest of that 10%.
Sure. Right? And that's up to you. You deserve, Jessica, whatever you want in a relationship.
Love
but
that.
You have to be willing to make sacrifices yourself. And it sounds like you are. Like, it's just a choice, right? Like, I don't care.
No, totally.
You just decide what you want. It makes no difference to me. You deserve, like, I think it's great that you have expectations for yourself. There's things that you want, and that is fantastic, right? You just have to try to, you know, this is the guy you want to be with, and you want him to be happy too, you know, what can you do
okay,
in the
fine,
meantime?
Okay, fine, I will.
Yeah. I think in the short term, that's what you guys got to try to do. Try to stop calling it leftover time. You've gotten into your head. And throw him a couple bones.
If I'm taking away something from this, I will stop doing that.
Chrissy, those are amazing shoes.
Oh my God, thank you so much. They're Rothy's.
Rothy's killing the game right now with their
really
shoes,
cool though,
their bags. Those are really amazing.
They're
those are real
rad.
Slick.
And they slip on, which I like.
They look brand new, and they're not. That's amazing because you know what? You can put them in the washing machine. And
I have
come
put
out.
Them in the wash.
Spanking brand new. Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. With many chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect present for everyone on your list. It's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling shoes, the Point in Black, has over 3,000 near-perfect reviews. Anyways, I have a lot of my women friends have a lot Rothy's, and they're cute and stylish, and they're all like, oh my God, you got your Rothy's?
Oh my God, but they also make bags. Don't forget
the bags. They make
their
bags. I mentioned
because I like their bags a lot too.
Did you know that Glamour named Rothy's one of the top gift ideas that you can't go wrong with? Well, say no more. Anyway, save the environment, have comfortable feet, and look stylish with Rothy's. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at Rothy's.com/VIALL. That's Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com/VIALL. Style and sustainability meets to create your new favorites. Head to Rothy's.com/VIALL today. Fight Camp!
Fight Camp!
What is Fight Camp? Well, it provides boxing and kickboxing workouts and tutorials that keep you energized, learning, excited, and motivated. A program that's never boring and always challenging. Fight Camp brings you the boxing gym to your living room with a tech twist. They provide all the gear, top trainers, and a new technology that tracks your punches. Everything you need to get workouts in. The boxing workouts has always been ranked as one of the best ways to get in shape. I can vouch for that. I love boxing to work out. And it's honestly one of the most fun ways, cardio, combine cardio and strength training. So with Fight Camp, it is a fun way to get the whole family motivated to be active and get fit. Yeah. So basically, Fight Camp brings you the boxing and kickboxing gym to you. With fight hardened trainers that combine cardio and conditioning in a full body workout.
And they send you all the gear.
Send you all the gear. What do they send you, Chrissy?
They send you freestanding punching bags are available, great quality boxing gloves, quick hand wraps. Their unique punch tracking sensors that show you real-time progress and stats on your iOS device. I mean, then once you have all the gear, you can choose from one of six trainers and real fight experience to lead you through a 15, 30, or 45-minute workout.
Fight Camp is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to take their fitness to the next step. Fight Camp offers flexible financing for as low as 0% APR and $0 down. And right now, as a limited time offer, get free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with every Fight Camp package. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/files, F-I-L-E-S. That's right, get free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with your purchase. Bring an authentic boxing and kickboxing gym into your home with Fight Camp. To get your free gift, just go to joinfightcamp.com/F-I-L-E-S. Okay. And in the meantime, when Eric, just try. Make her convince her that you're giving something up, even if you're really not, you know?
Well, I'm trying, baby. Like I'm trying so hard. I've been trying for 2 years.
That's like not popular at the like comedy clubs that you can be like, okay, this is our day. Or like maybe just pick a day during the month to lock in for something the two of you do together before you schedule around those days.
I think there's definitely that time, but the annoying thing is like, okay, if I have, you know, Monday through Wednesday set up for you and a big showcase for like an HBO special pops up on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, HBO comes calling, girl. I mean, hello.
I would never. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a present for you.
I would never make him turn down anything that he felt was worth canceling our time for. But it's still annoying when it happens.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Jessica. There's no but there. Just be happy for the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then Eric will try to make up. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's no but. You got HBO. It's okay. Awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't. Every little situation doesn't have to be like, what's the win-loss thing here? Like, I'm happy for him. What does he owe me now as a result? But I still think that it does you no good to just label the time with Eric as leftover time. It just doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, yeah, I won't do it anymore.
Because, like, it's still time with someone you say you love. So...
Okay, then, if I do that again, Eric, you can refer to this podcast and say, remember you told Nick you wouldn't do it anymore? Well,
we're all human. We all say a lot of things we don't follow. I think you should just give it a shot. Because it sounds like you guys really love each other, and it sounds like there's a lot of good things here, and I would hate to see you guys exhaust each other over something like you guys really want to make work. But if you guys going to be too stubborn with the things that you guys are on, then you're going to ruin a good thing.
Definitely.
I agree.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. This has been fun, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm going to go cry in the shower right now. I appreciate y'all very much.
I'm happy to hear.
Well, honestly, Eric, when I read the email, I really thought this would be like, I don't have to like, you know, this guy decided to come on and I'm just going to be mean to him. But like,
it was the other way around.
I mean, I think there's always two sides to every story. And I think the important thing here is there's a lot of good going on here. Let's not ruin a good thing. And well, best of luck, guys. And Eric, I hope you're on billboards all over the country someday. And when you make it big, don't forget about me.
I will not. Them free tickets. What are you talking about? Good. All the free tickets. All right. Thank you, friends. We appreciate you a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name's Ivy.
Hi, Ivy. How old are you?
Hi, Nick. I'm 38.
Great. How can I help?
Okay. So there's this guy I've been talking to. I met him online a few weeks ago. I haven't met him yet because he lives out of town, but he's going to be moving back to where I live. So we've just been talking.
A virtual relationship at this point?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
And so we've been talking about a lot of things, and it's turned to sex stuff, which is fine. It's really fun, actually.
Okay.
He definitely initiated it. And so last night we were talking. And like I said, we talk about all sorts of stuff. And I said something about sucking on his nipples, which I thought was a pretty tame question compared to what we've talked about and compared to what he's asked me. But apparently he thought that was really weird. So I'm kind of baffled because I don't think that's really a weird thing.
Okay. And your question is like, is it weird or what? Or is there more to the story?
He just acted like, I can't believe you'd want to suck on my nipples, which I didn't actually say I wanted to. I just asked him about that.
So because in the you sent us the screenshots. So you're in the blue here? She's in the blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said, are you going to let me suck on your nipples? Question mark. He responded with a bright-eyed emoji. You like that?
Like,
question
what
mark,
the
he
hell?
Replies. I've never had that done to me before. Sure, LOL, he says. You write, what the hell, cry face? What the hell is in what? Like, what the hell?
Like, that you've never had that done to you before. I was
okay.
Kind of surprised.
He wrote, LOL, thank God you were kidding, but you weren't.
Right.
You weren't kidding. I was trying to be nice, LOL, he says, which you were not expecting. So he's really not down for anything. Well, with a confused emoji. I'll try anything once, he writes, exclamation point. LOL, just never been asked that before. Kind of a strange one. Don't worry, not going to suck on your nipples, you reassure him. Hey, whatever gets you going, JK, good. That would be awkward. Ha, ha, ha. So... What
LOL.
What is he? LOL. Ha ha ha. What did he say? What is he like? What were some of the other things you guys talked about?
Well, he just told me, you know, that he was down for anything and that he could get pretty kinky. So I didn't think that was kinky. So it really surprised me that he thought that was weird.
Gotcha. Here's the thing.
It's not weird, is it? Come on.
It's not that it's weird, but, you know, listen, I haven't polled a lot of guys or asked about this, but I'm just thinking for me personally, the idea doesn't turn me on, and I'm willing to guess it doesn't turn many guys on. Sam, what about you? The idea of your nipples being sucked, I'm getting a head shake, no. I just don't think Sam's our engineer. He's the only other guy in this room. So you're 0 for 3 with guys like just the idea turning him on. Now, that being said, you're right. It's not a big deal. It's just like you didn't know that. Not a huge, if a girl sucked on my nipple, I wouldn't be like, what the fuck? You know, there's a big difference between a girl sucking on my nipple and like, you know, shoving a thumb up my ass, which I might be like, you know what? Nah, you know?
No.
But a nipple suck, I'd be like, you know, whatever. I'll let you dance there for a while. But what I'm saying is, I don't think you did anything wrong. And it's his response that is a bit childish and hypocritical given the fact that he is instigating this dirty talk and then making you feel judged as a result of him not finding it. So like, note for you, yeah, guys don't find it hot. Like if you
so,
like
well,
it.
Well, some guys do. I think it's like a toss up. Some guys do and some guys are like, it's just whatever.
Well, just know it's a bit niche. Asking. It's niche, you know? It's not
I
like
was
a...
just asking. It's not like this is the only thing I've said to him. We have talked about like a ton of stuff. So I just threw this in. I was just wondering.
Yeah, again, I'm not...
You know what I mean? It was just like a little
That's
comment.
So funny. I'll let you dance there for a while.
What?
Nothing.
It's just a little comment. I'm not
listen, I agree with you that he overreacted. especially via text. And the fact that, like, also, here's the thing. Have you FaceTime with this guy, or is this all text?
No, I've only texted him.
Okay. So you should never, here's your biggest mistake. Stop sexting someone that you haven't either met. At a minimum, you should have talked on the phone. This could be a robot, for all you know. It's probably not. You're probably fine. I'm not trying to freak you out here, but like, do some verification before you start telling people you're into sucking on their nipples, which are fine. It's fine. That's your biggest mistake here.
But he started it, and I just went along with it. That's fine.
No judgment and going along with it. But like, you guys don't know each other's. Like, let's assume he's real. All right. There's no indication to think that he's not, but let's assume he is. When you're getting into, you know, sexting, like, you need to know each other's personalities. You need to know each other's sense of humor. You need to know, like, and you guys are going into the unknown, where so much of how things are read are based off interpretations. He's never even heard you talk. You know what I'm saying? He's not reading it in your voice. He's reading it in his voice, or his ex-girlfriend's voice, or some other crazy chick he's like, you know, that he last, you know, I shouldn't, maybe his last girlfriend wasn't crazy. I don't know. But maybe, you know what I'm saying? If he did date a crazy chick, maybe he's, you know, all of a sudden he goes to that place and he's reading in your voice. He doesn't even know who you are. So you need to, like, invite some familiarity with this person you're going to sext with. Just FaceTime with him. Talk on the phone. Get to know each other. Because the main problem here is you're leaving open too much room for interpretation and miscommunication. That's the real takeaway from this. The not all guys are into nipple sucking. Fine, whatever. You know, that's more niche. You know, but you're right. I agree with you, because even if you're like, you know, not every guy say might not be into like you sucking on his toes, but man, a lot of guys might be. I don't know. Right. So like, if you guys were sexting, as you were saying, then you throw a little like, hey, I want to suck on that big old toe of yours. And he's just, well, he's the one who said he's down for everything. That's what I'm saying, is you don't. He said one thing. You don't know who this guy is. You've never talked to him. And then you just made a ton of assumptions. And sometimes we say things we don't totally mean. We don't realize what we're saying. We say it and we mean what we say, but we don't know how other people are going to interpret it. And we leave so much room for interpretation when we only have texted. You know? So that's all. So suggest a FaceTime. Where did you last leave it with this guy?
When what?
Where did you last leave it with this guy? Are we still texting with him?
No, I'm just texting with him.
No, yeah, but you are. The text is still going on.
Oh, yeah, like today.
Why don't you be like, hey, why haven't you guys FaceTime? I don't understand.
Usually the guy asks to FaceTime, so I was hoping he would ask me.
Well, he hasn't yet. Right? So you should, I don't think that. It matters. No, I don't understand why women wait for that. Is it nice? I think it's so not important who asks to FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like, asked, especially if now you're in the sexting part of the relationship. Like, hey, you want to FaceTime?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's have a, like, you know. Have you seen his picture? You met on a dating app, I presume?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you know, are you worried he's not real?
No, I think he's real.
Okay. Well, find out.
Yeah. And I get it weird to be doing that with someone you haven't met.
I don't think it's weird. You're not getting any judgment from me. I just think you're opening up too many doors for miscommunication.
Right.
Because you're just, right.
It pisses me off, kind of, that he embarrassed me like that after all the things he said to me that are so much more extreme than that. And I just made a simple little...
Yeah, but I thought, again, because like a guy might be like, I want to... I don't know what he said, and I can only imagine. And probably 100% of the guys who heard it would be like, yep, no, I'd be into that. But the nipple thing is more niche, right? And he handled it poorly, but like, you're getting mad about a guy you've never spoken with, even on the phone.
Yeah,
you both went a little too fast with the texting. you know, before you, you know, you have some catching up to do in other aspects, like knowing their personality and how they communicate and how they sound, you know.
True.
And especially text, because it's a little weird that you're only sexting.
It is a little weird.
And again, no judgment, but FaceTime. I'm really curious if he says yes. If he doesn't say yes, you should immediately stop talking to him.
Oh, you're curious if I ask him to FaceTime if he would say yes?
If he has like some excuse, be like, oh, I can't right now. And then like never follows up. Like he just, yeah. he avoids it. If he avoids it, you should immediately just stop talking.
Yeah. I'm supposed to meet him next week, like in 1 week.
Okay, well, FaceTime before.
I know, I'm just saying.
I can't imagine all the pressure. You guys, you've sex, you said all this shit, and then you haven't even, like, I think you need a soft open.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
So just stick to us to FaceTime.
Yeah.
And small red flag in how he communicates, he made you feel bad, right, for something that, you know, I get why he's not into it, but also you got a little, like, I'm reading, like... I've never had that done. He thought you were kidding.
That's fine. He's
the
not
kind
into
of
it.
Strange one. Kind of a strange one. I don't know. You know, he just a little immature. That's a little immature. He didn't need to say that. I'm just, yeah, it's not. He all he could have said is like, that particular thing, not my thing. That's what he should have said.
Yeah, not my thing. Even though I'm into everything, or I'll try anything.
He made you feel like you were the weird one for just not liking something that you're right. Someone could like. It's not that crazy.
He said something to me that I said no to, and all I did was a shocked emoji face, and he got it.
Either way, yes, he handled it poorly. You guys are not communicating effectively. Stop texting with someone about nipple sucking and anal.
I know, it's ridiculous.
You haven't talked on the phone. That's the big takeaway here. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Best of luck. And stop waiting for guys to make every first move on the online dating.
Yeah, that's just kind of what I do.
I know. It's good that they make definitely, you know, I get you want them to take the initiative. They don't have to take all the initiative.
Yeah.
And I think it's good for women to take some of the initiative, because that what that does is shows that you're willing to like set your boundaries and, you know, and what you like, and you're not afraid to say what you like. I think those are early things and that are good to let them know in the relationship, that you're like, you're not just going to sit around and wait for them to make all the moves.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I'm 26 and I'm from New York City.
Nice to meet you. How can I help?
So I'm coming to you with kind of like a mental block problem. Quite literally, I have a lot of mental health issues and I've let them get in the way of a lot of my relationships. I guess I'll get into it from the beginning. When I was 19, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and generalized anxiety disorder. And while those symptoms haven't really gotten in the way of my relationships, I've sort of let them get in the way of me reaching out to guys.
Okay.
And so I guess I'm looking for advice on how to not let that happen. and how to sort of not let insecurities about how you might come off to somebody else as like an unlovable kind of person get in the way.
Yeah. I want to be careful because obviously I'm not any sort of doctor or expert. I almost know nothing about bipolar syndrome other than the stuff that's kind of what's supposed to be like common knowledge. And even that, I don't know how accurate that is, but
sure.
We all have things that we're insecure about, right? I guess some more serious than others. And if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like you don't feel like your diagnosis, the actual you being bipolar, has actually affected any of the relationships you've had so far, but the fear of it is what does. Am I hearing you right?
Right, right.
And it stops you from even getting into relationships out of fear that it could.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you been in, you've had other relationships, yes? Have you been in any relationship?
Yeah, so my relationship history has been pretty stunted. The last relationship I was in was pretty short, and I was like 21.
Okay.
And it was 3 or 4 months, and we cut it off pretty abruptly. It was just like some issues with him that he had to figure out. And prior to that, I had like a 6-month relationship. And then prior to that, I had a pretty short, like rather abusive relationship.
Okay.
So they were earlier on.
Handful of relationships, all of which that ended, none of which had anything to do with the thing that you're most insecure about.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just something I would focus on if I were you, you know, is this kind of a, you know, when things that I get anxiety about and stress out about and make up in my head, you know, I try to look at the facts that I have to work with, and sometimes those help me. That might help you, right? Knowing that, like, and that's not to say that, you know, you being bipolar at some point in a relationship could have a role in your relationship, right? But what you know now is that there's, as you know, that there's a lot of other things that can affect a relationship too, right? So there's all these relationships out there. Everyone has things that affect a relationship, and there's all different sorts of problems, you know, mental health, anxiety, other health conditions that people have to face, money, job, general like happiness, you know, bad role models of how they treat their partners and things like that. So just be mindful of that. And when you start dating, you know, try to just, you know, I know this can be a serious thing, but at the same time, like I said, a lot of people have other problems, and these other problems that people have, a lot of times people aren't even aware of their problems. And sometimes ignorance is bliss, you know, the asshole boyfriend who is a gaslighting son of a bitch. He usually doesn't go on a first date and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm a gaslighting son of a bitch. The girlfriend just finds out later in life, you know, and I'm, you know, like, not a good thing that he doesn't bring that up, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he would do that, that would hurt his chances in ever finding a girlfriend. Women would just be like, well, then I'm not going to date you. Right. Some people would want to change them. You know, they'd find them.
Right.
I guess what I'm saying that is, like, you don't need a lead with that. You don't need to bring it up, you know, on a first or second date, you know, you have a, like, your life outside of relationships, or how's that?
It's pretty good. It's pretty balanced. It's kind of work heavy. But other than that, it's pretty much the normal life of like a mid-20s person in metropolitan area.
That's what I'm saying, right? So like, you know, your life is, you know, despite what you have to deal with, it is relatively normal, you know, with doing normal things, functioning member of society, right? So like, lead with that, you know?
Right.
So that's what I would just try to focus on, right? And I know that can be easier said than done. And while someone who can relate to anxiety, I'm really good at thinking of problems that don't exist. I like getting ahead of it, even if it's like not even possible that can happen. So I'm sure you're working on that, right? I'm sure it's something you're being mindful of, but like, just give it a shot. You try, you know? I mean, I think you just need to what you need to do is challenge yourself to get out there and date.
Yeah.
Try to face those fears, because like the sitting on the sideline and avoiding any possibility so that you don't hurt yourself or someone else is, you don't have to be bipolar to be hurt in a relationship or hurt someone in a relationship. People do it all the time without dealing with what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So if that does happen to you, then it happens. you know? And there's a good chance the first person you date next, it's not going to work out. Either you'll hurt them or they'll hurt you some way. And there's a good chance, as your own stats would say, that it could, and that may have nothing to do with you being bipolar. And if it does, then it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think something that I run into and that some of like my peers run into who deal with mental health issues is that we always feel like we can't put like our full selves forward. Like, I think there's always this thing. It's like, oh, I want to put my full self forward. Like, I want to put all of me forward. And it's like, well, I don't even know if everybody puts them full selves forward. You know?
Well, that's kind of my point, right? It's just like,
yeah.
I hope I am in no way saying, like, I don't know what it's like to be bipolar, so I don't know, right? And I don't, and I'm sure you, there's a lot of things you have to go through and deal with that I can't relate to. On the flip side, like, I don't want you to feel like you're not normal. Like, again, you're doing normal things. You have a, you're a normal functioning member. And like, to your point, everyone, whether they have bipolar or not, their biggest challenge in most relationships is being their truest self. It's a hard, like, right. People always like, what are you looking for with someone? I want someone to make me a better person. No, people just want to find someone that they can feel like they can be their truest self and still love that person and feel loved back and not feel judged. That's everyone. That's not just people who suffer from a mental disorder, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not alone there either, right? And just like everyone else, like, that comes with time. You're not going to figure that out on a first few dates. You might not figure that out in the first 6 months or a year until you feel comfortable enough with someone to even try to be your truest self and then see if they accept that. For you to like, you don't have to be bipolar to be the worst version of yourself and have someone who's your partner, who you love and trust, work with you there to accept you for your faults. You know, that's relationship. That's love. To like not always be 100%, to face a problem and then work through it.
Yeah. Now, based on listening to your previous episodes, I think I know what you're going to say, but what, like, based on your experience with your own anxieties, like, when do you think is the right time to, like, say you're dating someone, come out and be like, you know, sometimes I really struggle with this?
I mean, listen, I don't think there's any wrong answer. I wouldn't do it on the first date, you know, but who knows? There's exceptions to every rule. You might just have an awesome first date and you're just talking and this person like is this like you guys are just opening up. Sometimes you have dates where you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. We're just going to talk about everything. Mm-hmm. And maybe it just feels natural. There's no wrong answer, right? You just kind of go with it. I think there's a difference between, is it okay if you ever say it? Sure. There's a difference between that and saying, well, you need to say this on the first date.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Sometimes I think the only exception to that is just like if you have, you know, I mean, there really is no exception, but like if you, it's like, it's more like what your non-negotiables, right? So like here you're like afraid if someone might accept you or not accept you for something that you have to deal with, right? And single moms or single dads might feel that same thing. Well, I have a kid and they might, you don't have to bring up that you have a kid, but if you have a non-negotiable as a parent saying, I don't want someone who has an issue with that. I want to meet someone who on a first date knows I have a kid and likes that about me. Okay, well then bring it up on our first date, right? It's a little different, you know, with because, you know, having a kid is like, it's just a thing, you know? There's not a lot of unknowns and questions. Like the average person who isn't familiar with what you have to go with probably it has a lot to learn about what it means to be bipolar, right? And there's probably a lot of ignorance around that topic, and there's probably a lot of things that you can shed some light on, right? So whenever that comes up, there's usually like a follow-up conversation that you're going to have, right? That you should have to have.
Right.
You know, very different, but the analogy is it's like anytime I meet someone and it's like, well, yo, you're on The Bachelor. I have to have a conversation because there's a lot of assumptions and ignorance and, you know, a lot of confusion. So I was like, all right, well, let's talk about it. Like here's what it's like, you know? And that's something I was like, I don't want to fucking deal with it. But I have to deal with it. Right.
Yeah.
I know it's, you know, but the same thought applies. So whatever you want, there's no wrong answer, I guess is the answer to my question. Mm-hmm. Just take it easy on yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think right now you should, that's the last thing you should try to worry about. Because that's what the first thing you're worrying about. It's like, he meets someone on a dating app. When do I tell him? Like, you don't even know if you're going to meet up. You're just like, oh, I matched with a guy. When should I tell him? Like, well, you know, that's probably the first thing that comes to mind. But why don't you just worry about, like,
it's true.
Yeah. Why don't you just think about, like, if you like him enough to go on a date with him? And then why don't you think about, do you like him enough to go on a second date with him and a third date? And do you like him enough that he is worth your time to have a conversation with him about this very personal issue that you don't have to have with everyone? It's not your job to educate the world on what it's like to be bipolar and how to date mm-hmm. with someone. You only have to do that with people you want to invest your time in. And so you mm-hmm. can be very selective about that. So think of it that way. Qualify yeah. them before you worry about having to qualify yourself to someone else.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, that's so true. So that's good advice.
And that's, again, you don't have to be bipolar to, like, take that advice.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah, that's, like, the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's so good.
Take it easy on yourself, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure it must be a challenge at times to have to deal with being bipolar. But when you're not dealing with it, just enjoy life. I know that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
It's all right. But you're working, you're doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's all right.
You deserve to have a chance to meet people and then break up with them for all sorts of different reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, that's really good advice. So thank you.
Yeah.
I knew you would have good advice. And I wanted to get your two cents on it.
And you'll find someone who is willing and able and capable and deserving of being with you and help you through it, you know?
Yeah. I think that, like, applies to anyone with, obviously, like you said, like, any issue or any circumstance or any, like, mental, like, setback. So
yeah. And it doesn't have to be a mental setback sometimes too, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Could be totally. All sorts of things. Someone maybe had a previous eating disorder. Maybe someone who was a victim of a childhood trauma, you know, like, there's a lot and I'm not trying to take anything away from you. I'm just saying, in your case, you're just like, oh, this is the worst. No one's going to want to do this. And no one's going to want to deal with people deal with all sorts of things in relationships, mm-hmm. you know? So let them deal with you. Join the club, you know, join the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Nick.
All right. Take care. Guys. All right.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. How's it going?
Good. Thanks. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Kelly, and I am 25 years old.
Great. How can I help?
So I've been single now for over a year, and I've been on the apps now. And with everything because of COVID, it's been really difficult to do online dating. And I started my master's in September, and I was randomly paired up with this guy for a group project. And throughout the project, we were texting just kind of about school and things, but the project's been over now for about a month, and we've still been texting every single day. And we text like paragraphs a day all the time, but he hasn't really made any plans to get together and hasn't really mentioned anything. There's been some instances where he's said, oh, maybe we can get coffee when we go back to school, but we likely won't be actually going in person for at least another year. And by that time, we'll both be graduated from the program. And he doesn't live far from me at all. And we followed each other on social media a couple weeks ago. And I saw that he does have a picture of a girl that was posted in 2018, which I understand is super old, but he also only has one other picture that's posted recently. So I'm not too sure if they're broken up, but the texts are quite flirty based on what my friends think. But I just think it's a bit weird that he hasn't ever really made an effort to talk in person or meet in person, I guess.
Or maybe he thinks it's weird that you haven't either. I don't know.
I don't know if I should, like, shoot my shot and go for it, or if he's just not really interested and I'm just
I feel like I speak for most guys when I say they just aren't that interested in texting pages or paragraphs, as you say, to people they aren't that interested in.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Like, I think that's more important than when you like or your friends are analyzing the text, whatever it's whatever he's saying in debating whether it's flirty or not. Just the fact that he's doing it is flirty. I don't text with people like ongoing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll respond to people like, you know, hey, do you need something? Like I hate texting. But if I have like a back and forth, especially, you know, like it's like I'm thinking of exceptions, right? Like well, I had my friend Emma on, right? And we talked about voice notes. But like we knew, like we also talked about relationships that we are in or not in. You know what I'm saying? Like we understood the relationship and the relationship was a platonic friendship. You know what I'm saying? Like there are boundaries that are aware of that were set and there was no confusion, right? Had we not, had either of us not like set those or they weren't so obvious, then one of us might wonder like, why is this person investing so much time in talking with me?
Yeah. Right? So do you think I should just ask him to hang out?
Yeah. Why not? What do you have to lose? What you have to lose is small embarrassment or your ego being a little bruised if you don't get the answer you want.
Yeah. I think I'm just scared that he does have a girlfriend, but I think also.
Well, then if he has a girlfriend, that will be the easiest rejection that you can get. And then you'll be, made aware of a guy who's inappropriately talking to you while he has a girlfriend. Cause I bet she'd be pissed how much he's investing in you.
That's true. Well, we have class tonight. So I feel like we usually text during it. So
you text during class?
Yeah.
Oh, like a Zoom class.
Yeah, sorry. Everything's over Zoom. And like it's I don't know what the regulations are there, but where I'm from, like we can go out for like patio drinks and things like that. So we definitely have the opportunity to meet in person, but just because everything's been online for us, it's just been kind of a different experience, I guess.
So just do this. When you're texting class, out of nowhere, just be like, what are you and your girlfriend up to this weekend? And he'll be like, I don't have a girlfriend. Be like, oh, cool. Then we should grab some food. You know, something like that. But that way, if he says, oh, then if he says he has a girlfriend, how'd you know I have a girlfriend? Then you just know not to like go there. But just throw it out there. It's okay. You know, just say it like, hey, what are you and your girlfriend up to this weekend? Oh, I just assumed. What? And then play it off like if he does have a girlfriend, you know, then whatever. But then if he doesn't have a girlfriend,
I'll shoot my shot tonight.
If he doesn't have a girlfriend, then yeah, you know, then be like, great, let's get together this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do it. I think I just needed someone to tell me to do it.
Great. That's all you need to do.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Best of luck. Yeah. I think you shoot your shot. And maybe if he has a girlfriend, then he...
Rest in peace to the ego.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. You're right. I think I just...
And again, I don't know what he's saying in these texts. You know, like I'm thinking like I was in this virtual kind of class, right? Not too long ago. And there were people in this class I like warmed up to. And there were people in this class I couldn't stand, right? And one of them was a guy, one of them was a girl, and me and this girl would text. I don't like it wasn't like, you know, during class because it was like via Zoom. So we were like commenting on other people in class. Nothing mean, but observations that we were making. But I don't think there was any. Like also, yeah, I'm thinking out loud. Like I knew she was dating this guy. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that and it was like during class. Like you're texting with this guy during class and like throughout all hours of the day.
Yeah, it's been like a month since this like initial project finished, and now we just like talk about like everything. It doesn't relate to the
and it has nothing like, to do with just during class or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it's like gone way past that. Like, I feel like even though I haven't actually met him in person, like I know him very well, but
you haven't met him in person.
The fact that he has, I haven't. No.
Oh, this is all over like Zoom. But you know what he looks like because you guys are all like on a Zoom class.
Yeah, I know what he looks like from like seeing his video over Zoom. But
and you like that?
Never met him.
Zoom's never flattering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Text him.
Well, I'll definitely
just be like, "Hey, what are you and your girlfriend
Sorry?
Doing?" Yeah, just text him and ask him what him and his girlfriend are doing this weekend. See what he says, whether he either does or doesn't have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And if he doesn't, be like, "Great, let's get together."
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll have to thank you for the relationship if it works out.
Great. And if not, you know, then be like, you shouldn't stop. You know, this if he does have a girlfriend, then you know, then he doesn't like her. But
then that's okay.
You'll
I haven't
be
actually
fine.
Met him in person, so it won't be too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not much of a rejection for being rejected by someone who has a girlfriend you've never met. I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
That's true. Thank you very much.
Best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All
Have
right,
a great
bye-bye.
Rest of the day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Wow. That was great. Send in your questions at asknick@castme.com.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thanks for listening, guys. We will see you tomorrow.